Do aliens exist, and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast. I'm your host, Ghost Joe, and do I have an insane show for you tonight. I interview a truly amazing and unique person. His name is Ken Bartholomew, and he is an oracle, holographic healer, medium, tarot reader, telekinesis practitioner, a witch, and one hell of a good dude. This interview was done with video in mind first, so to see his telekinetic abilities, you'll have to go check out our YouTube channel for the full video. Also, don't forget to subscribe while you're there, too. We need some subscribers for there, so please do so. Ken's links will also be in the show notes, as always, so check them out, because he does some incredible things that you definitely going to want to see. He has TikTok and all that stuff, and it'll be down there, so please check that out. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like to share, questions, comments, or you have any supernatural abilities that you'd like to show us, give us a call at 845-600-0744, or you could email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. So without further whatever, I always say that, so I'm not going to say it now. But yeah, so let's go. Let's get on with the show, I guess. All right. What's going on, Ghost Fam? Welcome to the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast. On camera? That's right. My name is Ghost Joe, and I have a very special episode for you guys tonight. Telekinesis, the ability to move physical matter with your mind, has roots that go back to ancient mythology and folklore. It gained popularity with the rise of spiritualism in the 19th century. In Buddhist traditions, certain monks are believed to have attained supernatural abilities, including telekinesis, through intense meditation and spiritual discipline. One notable figure is Moggallana, a disciple of the Buddha. He was renowned for his extraordinary powers, which included moving objects and even shaking entire buildings with his toe to inspire other monks to refocus on their spiritual practices. It has been a huge focus in TV and movies, from 1976's Carrie to 1996's Matilda, 11 from Stranger Things, Tina from Friday the 13th Part 7, and The Force in Star Wars. It has intrigued many of us to wonder, can it really be possible? Well, my friends, on this episode, I speak with a man named Ken Bartholomew. He is an oracle, medium, holographic healer, and practitioner in the arts of telekinesis. And yes, he gives us a demonstration of one of his many abilities. Whether you believe what your eyes are seeing or not, one thing is for certain, is that Ken is an incredibly cool, intelligent, and entertaining guy who exudes positivity. So without further delay, here's the interview.
Guys, what's up? My name is Ken. I read energy and teach energy manipulation to thousands of people all over the world. My focus is on interdimensional sciences and chakra mechanics. I read the hearts and minds of thousands of people all over the world. I teach things like telekinesis, holographic healing, astral projection, and silencing the mind are some of the things that I specialize in. It's nice to meet you guys.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show, man. I really appreciate it. I've actually, you're one of a kind here, man, because I've had, horror authors and demonologists and all sorts of people on my show, but I never had anybody with the abilities that you got. So I'm excited, man. I got a lot of, hopefully not a lot of questions, but I got some questions for you.
Most definitely, man. It's going to be a good show, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Before we get into anything, I guess we should probably clarify what some of these things are.
Most definitely.
What exactly, number one, I guess, what's an oracle?
An oracle. That is a beautiful question. An oracle is someone that interprets messages from this dimension and the next. They are a go-between, someone that it has instant connection, contact with the intelligence that is outside this place, that gets a higher perspective when it comes to information and is able to deliver that information to a person, to a group of people, and that information impact their life in either a positive or negative way. It depends on the information.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. And like, how is that different than, I guess you would say, a medium, or how is that, what's the difference? Is there a difference, or?
There is. So I would consider someone that's just a medium, someone that has the ability just of clear cognizance or clear audience, right? So I've developed a state of consciousness that is called omnipresent. I'm able to shift my consciousness to anywhere, any point in time and space. I do holographic healing sessions, and during the sessions with my clients, I instantly astral project my consciousness to wherever they are in the world. And as I begin to work on them, I've developed the technique using biophotonics, which is bending the light spectrum to influence the light body. So I've developed a way of bending light to increase the output and input of the chakra system so that I'm able to instantly heal pain, instantly unblock any blockages that are in the body, and remove any type of negative trauma that they've got, toxic energy that they've got stored in the body. So, and by doing this, I'm able to talk to their crossed over loved ones. I'm able to influence the person's physical body. You're going to feel me working on you wherever you are in the world. You might feel heat. You might feel cold. You might feel pressure. You might feel pain. Everybody seems to experience different things. I also use sacred geometry during the sessions as well. So a lot of times people will see shapes and colors, different colors of the chakra system while I'm working on them. And when this takes place, it's going to increase your levels of love, compassion, empathy, drive, focus, clarity. I could go on and on the list of benefits. So through this process, it takes your life from being numb and feeling not feeling good about your life, not feeling positive. A lot of people are hurting right now. A lot of people are going through different types of trauma, right? So it takes you from one state of consciousness to another instantly by just pulling off some of that weight, right? So it's one thing to when we can give messages to people, but it's a completely another when those messages or that interaction ultimately changes that person's destiny, changes the course of their life. Right. So that's the influence that an oracle would have versus somebody that's just an evidential medium.
So, all right. So let's get into this now. How did you find out that you could do this? How did you start? Like, how did all this come about?
That's a beautiful question, man. So, about 3 years ago, I was at a place in life where things in my life were turned upside down. I didn't like how I felt. I didn't like who I was. And I sat down and I knew that things needed to change. And I began to, the first place I started was the diet. The first 2 years I went through extreme training with every aspect of my life, pulling myself back away from people, fasting for 7 to 8 to 10 days at a time, using multiple different techniques, we're able to shift the chemical composition of the body, right? So, and when you do this, you can think of the body as a locking mechanism. Right. So when we shift the chemical composition of the body's able to open up. And this is where we open and activate other energy centers in the body. Right. So I downloaded everything that I've known from the Akashic Records, everything from my higher self. I've never read a book. I've never had a teacher. Everything that I do is 100% downloaded from the Akashic Records.
Wow. So you just got right into it and just learned it on your own. Wow.
That's the only way to do it, man. Having a teacher, it causes a sense of dependency and weakness. So when we are able to teach ourselves through a mirror magic, right? Being able to use yourself as a reflection, as long as we can do that in an honest way, we're the most powerful teacher when we teach ourselves, right? So that's the difference, man. That's the difference from going to a therapy session to having a life-changing experience with a healer. That's the, you know.
Wow. So, I mean, you mentioned astral projection. I've actually always been kind of fascinated with that because the one thing that I've always loved to do, and it's sort of coming back to me now a little bit, because for a while I was very, very overweight, and I've been losing a lot of weight lately, you know, working out and fasting and stuff. So now I'm able to kind of remember my dreams. Whereas, you know, when I had bad sleep apnea, you know, you're not getting into that REM sleep where you could remember your dreams, you know, where you can.
Yes.
So I've always been able to do lucid dreaming ever since I was a kid, you know, I've always been able to do lucid dreaming, and now I'm starting to get back to it again. And I love doing it. Is there like a similarity between lucid dreaming and astral projection?
That's a beautiful question, man. Most definitely. And this is where a lot of people are confused, right? So when it comes to things like astral projection and lucid dreaming, there's a lot of confusion, right? So let's just talk about astral projection and what that is. All right. Mm-hmm. So whenever you leave whenever you reach a state and you're able to leave your body to astral project your consciousness, it's not just about going to another world in a different dimension, and that's the only adventures you have. We are able to influence physical reality here at any point in time and space once you practice that, right? So lucid dreaming would be where we just have more of the imagination, more of it just in the mind, right? Where astral projection, it takes on another energy form, another form of yourself that can impact physical reality. And you can control and manipulate, direct the energy body where you want to go, right? So with lucid dreaming, that's more about letting the subconscious guide you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, with astral projection, you know, do you get into that, like what, doing like meditation, or how does that exactly work?
So while ago I was talking, I've reached the state of omnipresence. All right. So this has taken me years of meditation, man, years of meditation to get to this point. So at all times, my mind is completely silent at all times. I have full control of all my mental faculties. No thoughts come inside my mind unless I allow them to. I'm able to turn on and turn off the flow of thoughts, right? And this is done through a few techniques and simple meditations. It's something that I teach. So when you hit this stage, you're able to focus. Anything you put in the mind has a faster outcome. This is where your manifestation increases to where instant manifestation comes online, right? So when we do this, it also increases the way that you're able to influence everything around you.
You've designed your own healing technique called the holographic healing, right?
Yes.
Can you explain, you know, what that is? And I mean, you kind of went into it a little bit before, but can you explain it a little bit more?
Most definitely. So when it comes to the human body, healing is a threefold nature, right? So when it comes to healing, you need to heal the mind, you need to heal the body, and we need to heal the energetic body, the astral form. Right? Everyone is going through a state of sickness. We cannot just fix one part of ourselves and not fix the other ones, or else we'll go right back to where we were, right? This is where a lot of people go wrong, because they just try to address the problems in the body. But it's not just the body, it's the emotions, the trauma that we've been through that are not allowing you to feel the things you should be feeling, right? So the energy body that we have, it carries the energy from the spinal column up through the different energy centers in the body. Right. Most people, when they have issues in their life, they have blockages in these areas. Right. So they can't bring the energy and cycle it all the way up through their body and back out properly. There's distortion patterns that take place. Right. So this is where people's emotions affects them in a physical way. Right. Because you can't make the same decisions that you would normally make from a healed perspective if we're carrying childhood trauma and fear and it's affecting every aspect of your decision making. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
All right. So when we're open the chakra and we're able to use that energy center, it allows you to push out and project your original blueprint, right? So where your power comes from, where your sexuality, your creativity comes from, where your safety comes from. And once we open and activate all seven of the seven main energy centers, it allows for you to transform and become a different version of yourself. So holographic healing addresses just that. Right. So it opens and activates all seven energy centers at one time. When this happens, the Merkaba begins to activate, which is the light body. Right. So your auric field right now just goes around your body. It's just a right around a couple inches off the body. When you activate all seven chakras, your auric field goes to a 6-foot by 6-foot golden shield. Right. And when this happens, this is where psychic gifts and abilities come online. So this is the goal of the ascension process isn't just to heal childhood trauma. It's to become a completely different version of you by accessing the parts of you that you've never experienced before, right? So, and holographic healing does just that. Biophotonics, we are light beings, so we must use light to heal ourselves, right? So most people, they're sick because they don't have enough energy in the body. They eat toxic food, toxic thinking, the toxic things that they say, and the toxic people that they have around them, family members, friends, whatever that is. So all of these things play a key factor in your ability to maneuver reality. It impacts every aspect of your life, right? So holographic healing gets you to a place where we can sit down and in a process, I analyze every aspect of your life so that we can sit down and draw a blueprint so that you can begin to fix and course correct those things in your life. That's going to ultimately set you free. Does it make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
As far as meditation goes, right?
Yes.
I've tried it, man. You know, it's such a, for me, it's so difficult to just sit there and, you know, they tell you clear your mind, like all this stuff going on. How do you clear your mind? How do you just sit there? You know, and then at the same time, sometimes I'm like, you know, I'll listen to like the guided meditation things and I end up falling asleep. So it's like, you know, it's one or the other. Either I can't relax or I'm going to fall asleep. You know, how do you get to that medium? How do you get to that, you know, the point where you're supposed to get to with meditation?
That's a great question, man. And so let me put it to you like this. So right now there are barriers set in place amongst the population. So there are things that will happen during your meditation that will keep you from reaching deeper and deeper states. These are the gateless gates that you hear a lot of the ancients talk about, a lot of the yogis talk about. So the gateless gate, it requires you to push past your insecurity, push past your discomfort, and to keep yourself awake through that meditation. A lot of people go wrong when they listen to guided meditation or music at all. That totally goes in the opposite direction of what we're trying to accomplish. What we are looking for is for you to hold 2-minute vibration inside your mind with no thoughts, right? So the first thing we have to do is we have to sit there with your thoughts and analyze the shit out of them, right? So we have to understand what, how do your thoughts work? Where are your thoughts coming from, right? So now, at that point, you're able to sit there. And when your thoughts come up, I teach a technique in my readings that would teach you how to stop the flow of thought and redirect it so you can sit there. It starts off with one second. We get to where we can do it for 10 seconds. And before you know it, you can sit there for 2 minutes with no thoughts inside the mind whatsoever. When you reach this state, the equilibrium will take place inside your mind. Your left hemisphere and the right hemisphere of your brain will begin to open up, and an equilibrium in the body of the masculine and feminine energy will take place. Right? This is where we literally blend our feminine energy and the masculine energy together so that the two become one. When this takes place, this is how we unite the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. That is when the 7 chakras open up and the light body activates. That's when you get access to other psychic gifts and abilities that lie dormant inside all of us.
Telekinesis, you know, for people that don't know, I guess it's what, just moving stuff or being able to manipulate stuff using your mind. I mean, is that basically the definition?
So telekinesis is defined as manipulating or causing a physical effect on an object using an unseen force. All right. So there are different types of telekinesis using the energy in the body. There's also a telekinesis that is referred to as psychokinesis, where we're just using the mind and not the energy in the body to move the physical object. All right. So some of the things you see me doing focused on right now is telekinesis, where I'm learning to push energy, to generate energy and push it outside of my body strong enough to influence physical matter. Right. And you can think of telekinesis as like going to the gym, right? We're working. It's like working out. So you start off, the problem where a lot of people go is, and they don't see, is that they start off with really heavy objects. You can't do that. So you can't go into a gym, right, and start lifting the heaviest objects in the gym. It doesn't work like that. So building up your strength. So we start with light objects, right? And we work with those. The body's able to project energy. And at a point to where you're putting out enough output that will literally cause physical matter to move, fall, lift. This is where levitation comes in, right? So a lot of people, it's just about training the body to have enough energy inside of it to push that out. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right.
And man, this goes back to why everybody's sick. Everyone's sick because they don't properly cultivate the energy in the body. They don't have enough energy to make it through their day, much less use their psychic gifts and abilities. These things require a higher output, a higher input of energy, right? So we have to learn to cultivate energy. And that's another class that I teach in all my sessions as well. So cultivating the energy in the body, it allows for you to store more energy in the body, use the energy to open the chakras. And then now we're going to access our psychic gifts that the chakra allows, right? Each chakra comes with its own psychic gift and ability. Right. So each one of these aspects, it opens up a part of yourself into a deeper and deeper unfolding like a lotus.
So, I mean, you had mentioned levitation. Obviously, that's at the probably one of the higher spectrums yes. of being able to do that. I know, you know, they've said that Shaolin monks are able to levitate themselves and stuff like that. So,
Most definitely.
And we all know that they're, you know, meditating for hours and hours and hours every day. And I can't really see the table right here, but if we could see like a demonstration, around. That'd be awesome.
Sure, man. Let me move this back. So the guys you're seeing over in the mountains levitating themselves, the only difference between them and you is training. All right. So all we need is, we live in a busy, chaotic world. So scheduling our life to where we're training every single day, and it allows you to reach that state. Levitation is the goal of every telekinetic out there. Right. And so people are just at different stages of training, reaching closer and closer. There's guys all over TikTok that can levitate objects right now. It's just a matter of training the body to understand how to do that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right, let's see. All right, so there's the object, just a piece of tin foil.
Okay.
See if you can see that. And again, we're just at different levels of training, learning how to push and pull, right? So it becomes the telekinesis. Again, it's just a matter of doing it every day, learning how to practice. Like, how do you practice, right? What is the proper way? But yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's crazy too, because I mean, for people that are watching this, I mean, that's what, granite or marble or something. You know, because people are going to say, oh, it's a magnet. Oh, it's string. Oh, it's, you know, but that thing is going in all different directions. You know?
Good.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it's going in all different directions. You'd have to have a thousand different strings on that to be able to do what you were just doing. And there's nothing that could go through that kind of table to be magnetic either. So,
aluminum's not magnetic anyway, right? So, and again, so, awesome. And I understand how people feel, because seeing it for the first time, you know, we've always all been told that it's fake, that it's not real. And in the world we live in, it's a world full of illusions, right? So not only is it real, but there are a lot of people out there right now that are training in this, and you guys need to get started. Now is the time to begin to train. That's the faster you're going to be. So right now you see tinfoil, but in the right around the corner, it's bullets and cars, right? It's just a matter of training and practice. And you're going to see people that levitating themselves in a very short period of time. We live in an exciting timeline, man. There's lots of changes that are taking place inside the collective, especially when we're talking about upgrading DNA to superhuman capabilities, man. It's exciting.
I see a lot of crazy things going on, you know, being in this paranormal podcast and stuff, you know, doing all my research and stuff and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, they talk about people opening up portals to, you know, I don't know how many of those are true, but listen, there's truth in everything that comes out, you know,
that's
how I see it. So,
yes,
I mean, there's somebody somewhere that could open up an actual portal, you know, somewhere.
You know? I'm glad you said that, man. I'm glad you said that. So listen, this is what I train people how to do. So listen, we have to understand when I jump in time and space from where I'm sitting right here to, let's say, New York, and I work on you, right? So what I'm doing, I'm opening up an energetic portal, a gateway, and I'm moving my consciousness through that point in time and space to where you're at, right? So we are capable of so much more. Let's take time travel, for example, right? So everyone you know is literally time. You have the ability to move forwards and backwards through the flow of time, right? Just by thinking about it. You do it all day long, every day. Most people just aren't aware of what they're doing. If you're thinking about the past, you're thinking, where did I put my keys? What did I do last week? What did they say to me? That's time travel, because you're moving to that time and point in space. You're just missing an extra step. We are able to not only look back, but we can alter physical time and space through just a few techniques to alter the present moment. I teach people how to do this through your emotional space. And when you can do it with your emotions, you can do it with anything.
And you don't need a DeLorean to do it, right?
This is how Hollywood is screwed over the entire population. They made you think that a time machine was something physical. You are the time machine, right? Mm. So the same thing when we're moving through time and space, it's just a matter of practice, man, and teaching ourselves what is actually taking place inside of our mind.
You do like mediumship services for people as well?
We take it one step farther and think of it as a mediumship on steroids. So we would book a session, we'd sit down, and your people would come through and talk directly through me to you. And now they would guide you in all the things they want to say to you. And then they would also give you divine instructions. I'm talking things that you'll be able to verify in real time, exactly which direction to go, what you've got coming, things you need to change, things like that, right? So not only are we talking about just telling your loved ones on the other side that you love them, I'm talking about giving you physical information that's tangible that you can work with to alter the course of your destiny, right? That's real information, right?
Right.
It's just about a matter of something I teach as well. So in all this, again, man, we're all coming back to the meditation, man. The meditation is key, getting your mind to a place of stillness. So that's what increases any medium's ability, is being able to control the flow of thoughts, right? So you can't get messages from other people on the other side if you're talking to yourself nonstop inside the mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, right. And again, silencing the mind is the next evolution in human consciousness. It is what everyone's looking for, but they don't know that they're looking for it. They know everyone you know lives in a hellish realm of the mind. That constant blah, 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 all day, every day. I teach the off switch, man. Once you do that, brother, it opens up so many other psychic gifts and abilities, and you're able to influence reality in a whole new way.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's amazing stuff, man. That's amazing stuff. So you're also a professional magician too, right? What kind of magic exactly?
That's a great question. So I work all types of magic. My main focus is black magic. So let's say I work on, a lot of people have a big misunderstanding of the way this place works. There's a lot of confusion out there about what people call karma, right? Karma doesn't exist. That the rulers of this place that keep everybody in line have created this idea and put it inside your mind to keep you from using your true power, your true potential. All right. So black magic is something that everyone does on a daily basis. Everyone you know has done black magic. True black magic is learning how to focus your mind and your emotions to achieve a specific outcome, whether that be a person to a physical, a situation that you want to happen or whatever that is, right? So what we learn to do is to isolate and focus our will and our thoughts on a person. Sometimes I have people that are getting abused by a narcissistic boyfriend, and they can't call the cops because they've got a child with them, things like that, So in these kid situations where the cops can't help, that's where a black magician comes in, right? So I literally perform what is called reverse Reiki. So as I can heal, I also can hurt. So I can project myself, influence your chakras, and invert them to where every area of your life begins to unravel and unfold in a negative way, right? So, and this is the goal of any great magician, is to be able to both express your light and your darkness as well, in an equal balance, to project that at one single point in time and space. That is sacred, and that's what every magician's looking for.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, because I mean, a lot of people just think, oh, black magic, you know, like the craft. It's the craft,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes, you know? Yes, like, yes. Yeah, so no, I do love spells. I do a lot of love spells. A lot of people come to me looking for their divine partner, man. And that's one of the things I specialize in. I help people find the person that they came to be with, right? So there are blockages put in place in a lot of people that are keeping them from achieving that, because you can't go into a twin flame or a soulmate partnership if we're still dealing with trauma from your first love that broke up with you and cheated on you, because you take that into this with you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And then it crashes. So once we learn how to access these higher timelines through changing your negative behavior, that's where you get access, and that's how you find a twin flame. So I also do pretty much any kind of spell you can think of. Love, luck, money. I can make anything happen. I've got receipts. I've got hundreds and hundreds of client reviews scattered across 5 platforms. So it's something I'm passionate about, man, is helping other people in whatever they need.
What do you have coming up in the near future? What's going on? Like any kind of events, anything going on?
Yes, I'm getting ready to host a grounding event that's going to be worldwide. It's going to be held on Zoom. I'm going to be posting about it tomorrow. The grounding technique that I'm going to teach isn't in a book. It's not on a video anywhere. I teach one of the most powerful grounding techniques in the world. It is going to teach you to instantly unlock and activate and get energy coursing through your veins instantly. So most people try to ground by just walking around barefooted, right? And you can do that, but it takes you an hour or two to charge your body properly. I teach a technique where you'll be able to charge your body in 5 minutes, and you're going to have so much energy running through your body that you're going to think you drink 3 cups of coffee. You're going to, it's powerful, man. So I'm about to launch that in the next couple of days.
Awesome. Awesome. And if anybody had any questions or, you know, how could they find you?
You guys can find me on Facebook. You guys can find me on, it's Manifesting Tarot on TikTok. And I will put the links down in the description of the video as well. And
absolutely. Absolutely. So listen, man, thank you so much for coming on. I probably have a ton more questions. We'll have to do a part two one day. We'll have to do a part two soon.
All right, so listen, if you guys find me, I'm out there. All right. Thank you for having me on, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Right. I really appreciate this. Have a great night.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks again to Ken Bartholomew for that awesome, awesome interview and for the amazing demonstration that you did. Again, everybody, check out the YouTube channel, the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast YouTube channel. That's always in the show notes for the actual video of this so you can see the demonstration for yourself. He is one amazing dude and you're going to love everything on there as well. Subscribe and check out all of his show notes because he's awesome. And he deserves all the stuff, all the attention and stuff that you guys could give to him. So definitely do that. Very cool guy. I have a lot more interviews coming for you guys very, very soon from some amazing people. So please stay tuned. I have a lot more coming up. So with that being said, have a great week and I'll talk to you guys next time. Later. Thank you for listening to the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast, and thank you to all of my guests and contributors that helped make this show possible. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like to share, questions, comments, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, please leave me a voicemail at 845-600-0744, or you can email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You can do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, please check out our show notes for all social media links of this show and some of our friends. The Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast, uncovering the unseen.